Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I've got your picture, I've got your picture. I'd like a million of your aura myself. I want a doctor to take a picture so I can look at you from inside as well. You got me turning up and turning down. I'm turning in, I'm turning red, I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese, I really think so.
Radio 923, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got showers going on around the area, off and on around the area. It's 61 degrees. It was 67 degrees an hour ago. So the temperature is dropping dramatically. It's supposed to drop down to about 48, like right around 48 degrees by 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. Might warm up a little bit from there, around 52 or something like that, but then basically just going to keep getting colder and colder and colder until like 5 a.m. tomorrow. It'll be like 39 degrees possibly. Like, whoa. So we had our high temperature a couple of hours ago for that will be the high temperature until Thursday. So, hey, but it's better than what they're dealing with, you know, in other areas with the bad weather, right? So when it comes down to blizzards and all this other stuff like this, you just heard from Steve Taylor there about cancellations, flight cancellations and delays. We've added like another 600 delays just in the past hour when I look at FlightAware here in the United States. 2,281 flight delays. Cancellations, we've now crossed the 2,000 mark. 2,068 cancellations already. Some of these are due to, well, a lot of them are due to the weather. A lot of blizzards and things like that, but then there's also there's also TSA staffing issues that's slowing things down as well. So yeah, that's pretty rough. And when we're looking at it here, I don't see. Let me see if I could see if they even have ours on there. No, they don't have the Pensacola International Airport on here. I thought I'd just check and see. At least it's not registering in the top airports for flight delays and stuff. When it comes to cancellations, I was mentioning this before, LaGuardia has the highest cancellation. So if you're flying into LaGuardia area, 28% of all flights being delayed or canceled. Chicago, 15%. Charlotte, 17%. JFK Airport, 15%. Orlando, 11%. Boston, 12%. Baltimore, D.C., 23% of the flights canceled. Looks like you're somewhat safe. You're heading out west. Looks like Houston, only 5% cancellations. Dallas, only 5%. Denver, 5%. Those are kind of like normal rates, like normal cancellation levels. It's if you're heading up to the northeast is where the big challenge is going to be if you're flying out that way. Well, let's see here. Yeah, let's cover this right here. So when you're looking at travel, of course, gas prices right now going through the roof, 84 cent gain in the past 12 days just right here in Florida alone. The statewide average climbed around $3.72 per gallon. The average in Escambia County, we're only at 348, but still got up dramatically. course, this comes because of the global oil markets and what's happening with the Iranian situation. Plus, we're getting into our normal summer spike anyway. But AAA says there's a pretty good chance that prices could climb even further in the coming days, especially if crude oil prices remain elevated and there's global supply concerns to continue that way as well. Well, in the meantime, there's a Pensacola man who's figured out a way around the high gas prices, or at least he did for a temporary period of time. 26-year-old man has been arrested in Pensacola in connection for what investigators call a sophisticated fuel theft operation spanning several counties in the Florida Panhandle. Alan DeJesus Aguila Martinez. He's facing felony charges, including larceny for tampering with or removing a retail fuel dispenser. Apparently, he was siphoning gas from like semi trucks and tankers that like businesses that have tankers on their property and things like that. Like what? He's believed though to be part of a larger organized fuel theft ring. The arrest happened when officers at Florida Agriculture Inspection Station in Pensacola spotted a semi-truck that matched the description of a vehicle connected to the investigation. During the inspection, K-9 unit alerted officers to the truck. A search uncovered a large magnet hidden under the steering wheel. Authorities say that type of magnet can be used to manipulate fuel pump solenoids, allowing diesel fuel to be dispensed without paying for it. Investigators say the case is still ongoing. Additional suspects and charges could follow. So as this massive fuel theft ring has been uncovered here in this covered Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Walton counties. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with the accident that happened on I-10 westbound right after the scenic highway exit. I'm not seeing any delays associated with that. Just wanted you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Which generation has the worst drivers? Since we're talking about fuel and driving and traveling and everything anyway. This does not surprise me, actually. A new analysis from Consumer Affairs looked at crash data across the country, ranked driving safety by generation. Results may not surprise you. According to the study, Gen Z drivers are the most dangerous on the road right now, mainly because of speeding. But it's apparently Gen Z crash fatalities, like involvement in crash fatalities, is roughly double the national average. Whoa. Millennials came in second. So basically, yes, younger drivers dominate the top of the list when it comes to accidents and risky driving behavior in general. After that goes Generation X and then baby boomers, who are considered the safest drivers. So, yes, it may come down to experience some, but also we were talking about this earlier. I think it comes down to attitude. I'm just not nearly as in a hurry to get anywhere as I used to be. You know, when I was younger, I might have been a little bit more rushed to try to get places. I just got to get there. Now I'm like, I'll get there when I get there. You know, at least that's the way I feel. John, you sounds like you were kind of the same way as well.
Yes, I am. And just people make fun of me because I have a Mustang. And I'm like, well, you know, the power's there if I need it.
Exactly. It's there if you need it. But, you know,
why waste
you don't
the
need
gas?
It, you just
gas
a nice
is expensive.
Leisurely drive.
Yes.
You get to enjoy the vehicle.
Exactly.
Just enjoy the driving experience and just take your time. But yeah, I have friends who ride with me and they're just like, oh my gosh, will you step on it? And I'm like, I'm driving the speed limit. And they're like, nobody drives the speed limit. I'm like, I do. And so
I feel your pain, brother.
Yep, exactly. So I'm not as big of a rush to get anywhere anymore. Even if I'm running late, people are like, we're running late. I'm like, okay, I guess we're going to be late then.
Yeah.
Because I was like, in my experience, and maybe that is it's because of experience, I can tell you we're probably still going to be late, even if I speed. So I might as well just chill out, So enjoying my time. So I hardly ever speed anymore. I see no point in it. So, all right. Road construction stuff going on here in Escambia, Santa Rosa County is one of the bigger projects on Garden Street in Pensacola. Construction between Pace Boulevard and the I-10 ramp has been reduced to 2 lanes, one in each direction. There's also parking closures along Garden Street and B and L Streets. Another area to watch, I-10 interchange on 9 Mile Road. 9 Mile may be reduced to 1 lane in each direction during the overnight hours, so it shouldn't really affect you right now. Construction is also continuing on I-10 and US 29 interchange. You're seeing alternating lane closures on eastbound I-10 and periodic disruptions on North Palo Fox near the overpass. Then, let's see here. Traffic patterns have already shifted along sections of I-10 between US 29 and I-110. Then, so there's other projects too, but those are just something to let you know about. When we come back here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, we will be covering the Oscars. Give you the update on who won the Oscars, some thoughts about some of the movies there, as well as the Razzies. And we'll get an update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. That's all coming up next right here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And, you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 786-3996.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, but preparation starts now. Florida's severe weather season is underway, and the same steps that help you prepare for hurricanes, making a plan, gathering supplies, and staying informed, also help protect you during severe weather today. For simple, step-by-step guidance, visit FloridaMakeAPlan.com. One plan can help you prepare for many storms. Brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the University of Florida, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Don't you hate it when you wake up and feel like you already missed something important? The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Weekdays, 5 to 9. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Uh-huh, this much. All the girls dump your feet like this. Few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that. Cause there ain't no hollaback girl. Ain't no hollaback girl. A few times you've been around that track, so it's not just gonna happen like that.
Thank you.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Andrew off this week, so I'll try to hold down the fort the best I can here until he can get back and rescue us. We'll get an update from our newsroom here in just a minute with Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. But first, I want to cover a couple of stories pertaining to the Oscars. I haven't watched the Oscars in, like, forever. But I do like to still kind of keep tabs on who, like, who won and things like that. So even though I don't really pay attention to it, I still like to see the results, I guess you would say. So I got the Oscar update for you right after Traffic on the Fives with John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 29 are all flowing smoothly. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right. Thank you very much, John. So the Oscars, the movies that ended up winning the Oscars, Best Picture, One Battle After Another. This is the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It won a bunch of awards. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson. Best Supporting Actor, Sean Penn. Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Film Editing, and Best Casting. So won a whole bunch of stuff right there. I saw the movie in the theater. When I saw the trailers, I thought it was going to be, it just looked like it was going to be really good, like kind of quirky and fun and yet a little bit of action. And so it was nothing like I thought it was going to be. I didn't like it at all. And I just didn't like it. There's nothing I really liked about it. And it just didn't come off the way I thought it was going to come off. And I guess maybe I had certain expectations. That's always the worst too. I know I kind of set myself up in some ways for that, because whenever you go into a movie and you have like these big expectations, that's usually when I get the most disappointed. And then the movies when I'm like, this might be okay, you know, and then I go in there and watch it and I'm like, oh, that was really good, you know. And I think I might have had a little bit too big of a buildup on this one for myself, but I didn't like it. One battle after another. Best Actor was Michael B. Jordan in Sinners. I've not seen that one. It's not really, that's definitely not my kind of film. I don't know if it's vampires or devil worshiping stuff. I don't know. I just like, it looked like some sort of devil worshiping movie to me. And I was like, I didn't want to see this. And then somebody else told me it was about vampires. And I was like, okay, it's still not my, it's just not my thing. So I never watched it. Best Actress, Jessie Buckley in Hamnet. Now I've heard Hamnet's pretty good. I've not seen it, but I've heard that one's a pretty good one. Then Best Supporting Actor, as we already mentioned, was Sean Penn in One Battle After Another. Best Supporting Actress was Amy Madigan in a movie called Weapons. I don't remember seeing that. I don't even know what that is. I didn't even heard of that one. So, okay. And then, let's see here. Oh, Best Animated Feature Film, K-Pop Demon Hunters. K-pop, I have heard so much about, I mean, this is like, I've heard about it. I hear my daughter mentioning K-pop Demon Hunters. I've heard other kids saying, hey, have you seen K-pop Demon Hunters? No. I mean, I know what K-pop is. It's the Korean pop music bands, right? So this is some sort of animated feature where I guess these band members fight demons or something. I don't know. But apparently it has K-pop music in it, because the best original song was Golden from K-pop Demon Hunters. That's what won the Oscar. And we actually had somebody texting earlier that he has seen K-pop Demon Hunters and said it's actually a pretty good show. It's a pretty good movie. He watches it with his grandkids several times, but he enjoys the music even on its own. Okay. All right. There you go. So some of the other notable things from the Oscars. Best visual effects was Avatar, Fire and Ash, which, yeah, the visual effects, just astounding. Best sound, F1, the movie. That movie was a good movie to me. Did you see that one, John?
Yes, I saw it. And if you put, like, I put headphones on one time to watch it, and the sound was just amazing in there. So I agree that That got a really good, yeah, it was a really good sound.
So you know one thing that's cool about that? After I saw the movie, my daughter's massive F1 fan. Huge. She watches it. She watches the qualifying. She watches the races. She watches all the stuff. She's really excited that this year it's all on Apple TV too. So she's just a F1 geek. And so, of course, we had to go see the movie opening night, and she was so excited about it. When it was over, we were like listening to podcasts of interviews of Brad Pitt,
right,
talking about the movie. And there was one time where he was talking about how Lewis Hamilton, who's, you know, F1 race car driver, he's in the movie, and well, he was like the consultant on the movie. And for the movie, they couldn't use F1 cars. They're too powerful and too expensive. They used F2 cars or even F3 or something like that. I think it was F2 cars. But F2 cars don't have the same engine. They don't have the same gears and things like that as the F1s. Lewis Hamilton would be listening to their editing and tell them, you're shifting that wrong. Your sound needs to shift differently to sound like an F1. Like he could just hear it with his ear.
Yeah.
That's not an F1 shift. That's not an F1 gear ratio. That's not an F1... whatever. And so the sound winning best sound is because it just blows my mind. So it's awesome.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Delays for travelers at TSA counters whose workers are not being paid due to the shutdown. Now airlines are taking a stand.
The heads of American, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, Alaska, United Airlines, among others, are calling for lawmakers to come together to find a solution. In an open letter, they write, Americans who live in your districts and home states are tired of long lines at airports, travel delays, and flight cancellations caused by shutdown after shutdown.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. The Wall Street Journal reports President Trump will reveal the nations who are willing to help keep the Strait of Hormuz open.
Trump administration will unveil all of the countries that have now signed up to escort trade ships through the Strait.
That is White House correspondent Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 right now, 58 degrees with some showers in the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A bomb threat was called into the AMC Destin Commons 14 in Okaloosa County yesterday afternoon. Deputies evacuated people in the immediate area as a precaution while the situation was being resolved. The 8th annual Mac and Cheese Festival there was canceled because of that threat. But following a thorough search that included an explosives detection dog and other specialized units, Destin Commons was given the all clear to reopen. However, the theater remained closed yesterday. Deputies say several jurisdictions in Florida received similar bomb threats on yesterday, and the investigations of those are continuing. Wounded veterans from Operation Epic Fury reunited in an emotional homecoming at the University of West Florida. Hunter Gerdner, the cantonment hero who saved his friend under missile fire in Iran, was honored with a community event. John Gabrizak, the man he rescued, shared how Gerdner refused to leave him behind amid the barrage, even though shrapnel tore through Gerdner's gut.
I just feel like my inside just got ripped apart, like somebody just grabbed my ribcage and flayed me open.
Gabrizak, now with titanium plates in his shoulder, said he did not hesitate to attend despite his pain, saying he was there for me and I had to be there for him. A 30-year-old Pensacola man was critically injured on Saturday when his pickup truck left the roadway and rolled over on U.S. 90 in Escambia County. Troopers say the single vehicle crash happened about 3:26 a.m. on U.S. 90 near Bridget Lane. A black Dodge Ram pickup truck was traveling west on U.S. 90 when it left the roadway, rolled to the right, rolled over, collided with a utility pole, and came to rest in the Transformational Church parking lot. Troopers say Escambia County EMS transported the driver to Sacred Heart Hospital. Well, looks like the combination of snow up north and the TSA workers affected by the government shutdown are affecting flights of Pensacola International. Looking at the arrivals right now, if you're planning to leave today, well, I see 4 cancellations and 2 delays. Departures are showing 2 cancellations and 4 delays. Be sure to check with your airline before heading to the airport. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be looking at your temperatures falling as you head through your morning hours. Temperatures getting around 55 degrees for the middle of the day, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Starting to warm up on Wednesday with sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Mark. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. Highway 90, 29, all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. Well, the temperatures are plummeting, 57 degrees right now in Pensacola. It's 60 in Gulf Breeze and 59 in Milton at 735. Next news is at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Once upon a night, the Pensacola Little Theater becomes a living storybook. Welcome to Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, where every room opens a new chapter filled with bands, DJs, aerialists, ballerinas, flash mobs, and unforgettable surprises. Wind your way through 6 open bars, culinary creations, craft cocktails, transforming the entire theater block. Cabaret 2026 Storybook Soiree, happening March 28th. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, I was raised up. Good morning. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. It's 59 degrees here in the Pensacola area. It was 67 about an hour and a half ago. So the temperature is continually dropping. It's going to keep dropping down about 48 degrees. And it's just going to keep on going from there until tomorrow morning. In fact, 67 about an hour and a half ago was the high until about mid-Thursday. So it's going to be cold for the next couple of days. And it's still raining off and on in certain parts of the greater Pensacola area. It's kind of gone to light rain now at this point, but then it should kind of clear up and it'd just be cold. So, hey, but at least that's better than what they're doing within the Northeast with all those blizzards and everything like that. I just checked FlightAware again, and just so you know, we have 2,138 cancellations already in the United States, 2,500 delays. So if you're flying out today, be sure to check your app for whatever flight you're flying on. Let's join us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is our Congressman, Jimmy Petronas. Jimmy, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Bobby. How's the weather right now? I know we're seeing all across the Panhandle reports of tornado warnings. I don't know how much y'all are seeing. We're just seeing a bunch of sideways rain on the eastern side of the district.
Yeah, we're just getting cold here. So we're getting cold. We had some big thunderstorms this morning, about an hour ago, and now it's kind of backed off a little bit. So getting a little bit of a break right now, at least. So
it's crazy. And until I got this job, I didn't really never lived with snow before. And I tell you, that stuff is so bad. I mean, because we had those blizzards in the Northeast, and then what happens is once you get the blizzard, and all of your listeners that lived in it understand this, and then so the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it never got above freezing. So you got these huge mounds of snow everywhere. You can't do a dang thing about it. You can't melt it. Your cars are stuck. People are getting in wrecks. Everybody's fighting for salt. It's just horrible. I mean, and for us that we've lived here in our whole lives, we're kind of immune to it. But I tell you, that stuff up there, it's enough to make you never want to go back.
Yep. I totally agree. I talk about that with people all the time. I used to live in Rochester, New York, and I'm like, I don't know why people live up there. It's horrible. So,
yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty blessed when it comes to that. And that's the reason why there's all these flight cancellations going on today, is because of all the, you guys got blizzards going up northeast again right now. So, pretty vicious going on right there. So we're talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis right here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. Jimmy, can you give us an update on some of the things that are going on in D.C. right now besides the blizzards?
Yeah, so I mean, we're hoping that there's an expectation. Some of your listeners have been following along with the Save America Act. The Senate is supposed to be bringing that up for a vote, to my understanding, on Wednesday. As of right now, it sounds like it's just going to be an up and down vote. Unfortunately, I feel like with it being just an up and down vote, the Senate is probably going to do what the Senate has typically done on everything of this nature. They're just going to just vote it and let it die. You know, we've been arguing in the House that they should do the moving filibuster, the living filibuster, where you have to force the Democrats to defend their position that they're taking of why this is bad policy. But right now, it just does not seem that the Senate has the stomach to deal with this. So we know a number of us, you know, me included, we're basically saying, all right, well, Senate, your priorities are not going to have our support in the House. And it's going to put us at division. But, you know, for us in the House, a number of us, it's just that important.
Yeah. And because it already passed the House, and now it's being held up in the Senate, and it does look like there's not going to be any Democrat support for it, is what it's looking like so far, right?
That's right. That's right. So you might get a Fetterman, but I mean, and you've got some members of the United States Senate that are in states that President Trump won. So I mean, those guys will feel some extra pressure. But you know, we'll see. You know, we also, you know, pivoting a little bit, we're doing a tele-town hall tomorrow night on St. Patrick's Day. It'll be all you have to do is just dial in, but we'll also be calling homes too. And it'll be, you know, I want to, you know, going after big tech and protecting our kids from the harms of social media is a big deal to me. There's a few different issues, solutions out there floating. You know, mine's probably the simplest. You just get rid of Section 230. This is something President Trump championed in his first administration. And basically just, you know, forces social media companies to police themselves. Right now, you know, I can't buy an ad on your radio station inciting harm or violence. But I can go on a Facebook page and post it, and there's no recourse to anyone. So, I mean, you know, it's like a two-way street. And the Section 230, when it was written, it was not written for the environment that we're in right now. And I feel like it is definitely targeting our kids in ways that is unnaturally dangerous. But usually, anyway, the dial-in number for y'all, it'll be tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Central Time, 833-305-8255. 1733. And we'll be posting on social media heavily over the next 24 hours.
Can you give us some details about the format will be like for the Teletown Hall that you're planning on doing tomorrow? Is it something where if people dial in, or will they have an opportunity to ask questions, or is it just something they're listening to for
all the above?
Yeah, if you just give us some more details about what it'll be like.
And it'll be, look, I want to get some stories from people of where their kids have been harmed by social media. I want to pick up on some of these examples so I can use it for helping with the legislation. But at the same time, there's going to be other issues that people are going to have that they're going to talk about. There'll be a moderator that'll be managing the phone calls and you know, picking the questions up and submitting them. So I'm excited. This is the second one of these that I've done. And so it'll be interesting how, you know, we learn from these events. You know, we get some information, some intel gathering, but also more importantly, we just get to hear a little bit more of a personal, you know, attitude of what's on people's minds.
Talking to Congressman Jimmy Patronis right here on News Radio 92.3. Got one more question here for you, Congressman. From a listener, texted and said, with so many different avenues to contact people today, what is your preferred method if we needed to contact you about something? Is it social media, email, phone calls to your offices?
Well, so phone calls are fine, okay? If there's a lot of times, especially in the D.C. office, that I'm going to answer the phone. So, you know, if you call the D.C. office, everything's on our website, patronus.house.gov. If you follow me on, you don't have to follow me on Twitter to do this, but if you're on Twitter, my DMs are open, so you can direct message me. Those go straight to my phone. I get some interesting characters that send me things from time to time. Sometimes people can be pretty passionate, but that's fine. You know, I tell people I signed up for this, so, you know, it's their right to be able to say what they want to say. But, you know, DMs to me are probably what I like the best, you know, because it's instant. You know, I'm pretty responsive instantly. But then if you've got something that's more in depth, you know, I tell people, if you got a constituent issue, no matter what, whenever you got a constituent issue, you have got to fill out a privacy form. It's the law. It's because sometimes HIPAA can be involved, any number of things. So we direct them to the website just to go ahead and start that form anyway. Once you get that form filed, then we can start advocating on your behalf. And, you know, I had an incredible response the other day. I had a constituent had a problem with the VA. The VA was not giving them their replacement dentures and kept on getting denial. And Mary Beth in the office took handle of the issue, and now the fellow's walking around with a brand new set of teeth. So, I mean, sometimes you just need a hunting guide in order to be able to navigate some of the challenges our federal agencies propose to you. And it's sad that you've got to do that, but this is what we're here for. I mean, I tell our folks all the time, you know, constituent services is something that I've always been very passionate about. This is why we put VA billboards up around the county, because people don't realize they can come to us with their VA problems. And there's so many incredibly effective VA outreach support groups that are out there that do a lot of this, you know, but we're the ones who set the budget for the VA, so they tend to respond to us too.
Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. Congressman Jimmy Patronis, we'll let you get back to work. Appreciate you joining us here on News Radio 92.3.
See you, Bobby. Take care.
Thank you very much. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We're seeing no accidents right now, but some minor delays on I-10 westbound as you go over the Escambia Bay Bridge due to an earlier accident. They have cleared out of the way. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got some, we were talking about the Oscars last segment. Here's a little bit on the Razzies. If you haven't heard about the Razzies, these are the loser films, basically the ones that are bad films. Worst picture was War of the Worlds. Was this a Amazon only film? I thought this was like an Amazon only film.
Yeah,
with Ice Cube.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I thought it was. So, But yeah, apparently that one, I tried to watch it. I shut it off after the first five or I don't even think I got 10 minutes into it. I shut it off after 5 minutes. It just wasn't compelling initially.
Right.
So, but and I've heard bad things about it.
Oh,
but you think it gets better?
Well, it did. I mean, I watched the whole thing. It took me a little while.
I should give it another try is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I guess I could try to do that. Yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot of cool
worst actor was Ice Cube in War of the Worlds.
So I know that you would like, it has a lot of cool technology stuff in it. So I know that you would like that of how Ice Cube uses technology to help his daughter. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. I'll have to check it out then. He ended up winning Worst Actor for War of the Worlds in Razzies. The Worst Actress, Rebel Wilson and Bride Hard. Worst Supporting Actress, Scarlett Rose Stallone in Gunslingers. Worst Supporting Actor was All Seven Dwarfs in Snow White. I didn't even watch Snow White. That's another one I never saw either. So, the Razzie Redeemer Award was Kate Hudson. She was a 2021 Razzie winner for music. But she was nominated for Best Actress Oscar this year in Song Sung Blue. So kind of interesting thing for the Razzies right there. Some random facts here for you real quick. More than 1 million residents in Queens, New York, almost half of the borough's population, were actually born outside of the United States. Wow. Almost half of the borough's population of Queens, New York, born outside of the United States. Humans are the only animals that can blush. Perhaps the only species that can even feel embarrassment. I don't know. I think sometimes my dog has felt embarrassment. let's see here. Before Donald Trump, the last time a Republican was elected president without either a Nixon or Bush as president or vice president was Herbert Hoover in 1928. Yeah, that's very interesting. And then until 1915, it was actually legal. I don't even know how this is possible. But it was legal to mail a baby to the U.S. Postal Service. Yeah. Until 1915, you could legally mail a baby through the U.S. Postal Service.
That'll save on airfare.
Yeah. I just like, you know what? I can send my kid to visit his grandparents
exactly
via train. Or I tell you what, just the good old Pony Express, baby. Just... 15 cents.
Exactly.
That's crazy. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you missed the interview with Congressman Jimmy Patronis, we will have that for you on our website, newsradio923.com, here shortly. Coming up next, let's talk about the junior ROTC and some changes that are happening here in the Pensacola area, at least temporarily. That's coming up next on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Or if you're retiring, or if you just have questions about Medicare. I know it's a complicated subject, and because you've done insurance one way for health your whole life, and now you're going to do it a different way, or kind of thinking about that future, it can make you apprehensive. You might have people that are calling you. You might have people that are sending you letters and trying to get a hold of you and stressing you out, and it's really not that hard. But until you have somebody who can walk you through it clearly, answer your questions, and make you feel comfortable, you know, it can produce anxiety. That's very understandable. That's where Ricky Stewart comes in. Her whole family does insurance. She just does this one part, and she's so good at it. I have known her as long as we've lived here. She's really wonderful, very sweet, very knowledgeable. All the people who listen to the show and then go to her, they all say the same thing. Man, she's awesome. You say she's great. You don't even say half of it, and that's true. So you got questions about Advantage and supplement and what is Medicaid and is it different from Medicare, and it is, but how? Well, okay, ask her. She'll explain it. 341-2185, or check her out online at MedicarePensacola.com, and then just click schedule to book an appointment.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens first, and then I'll get into a couple of texts that you guys have sent.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I-10, I-110, 90, 98 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. We're talking about some random facts that apparently humans are the only people that can feel embarrassment. I said, I don't know. I think my dog has felt embarrassment before. And here's a text that says, yeah, my cats have definitely felt embarrassed before. we were talking about until 1915, the only place that until 1915, you could actually mail a baby through the U.S. Postal Service. Here's a text. Where would they put the stamp?
That's a good one.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a good question, yeah. Is a text. Mailing kids is the plot of the Apple Dumpling Gang. Man, I haven't seen that movie in forever. I'm going to need to I need to pull that back up. I got to show my kids.
For sure.
I loved the Apple Dumpling Gang when I was a kid. So, yeah, I have to check that out. Good stuff. High school students in Navy junior ROTC programs in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are temporarily being told to not wear their uniforms. This follows the deadly shooting at a university ROTC program in Virginia. So this is at Old Dominion University where a shooter killed an instructor and injured two others before they were stopped by students in the room. Because of that incident, Navy leadership issued guidance that junior ROTC cadets should avoid wearing their uniforms or gear for the time being, both on and off campuses. School officials say the instruction came directly from the Navy. Local schools are complying as a precaution. The idea behind this decision, of course, is safety. The concern is that visible military-style uniforms could potentially make students targets. Some military veterans say they understand the reasoning and believe it's better to err on the side of caution, especially because these are teenagers, not trained military personnel. That's kind of where I fall into place. It's a temporary thing, too. It's not permanent. However, others think it sends the wrong message. Some veterans say telling cadets not to wear the uniforms could feel like giving in to fear. They believe that students should still be able to show their pride in their programs and future military service. So school leaders say they will continue to follow the guidance from the military branches that oversee the programs and will monitor the situation moving forward. But once again, they say it is just a temporary precaution after the tragic event that happened at Old Dominion University. So there's that. Speaking of military war, things like that, the Pope yesterday making his strongest statement yet about the ongoing war involving Iran. During his weekly Sunday blessing at the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV called directly on world leaders to declare a ceasefire and reopen diplomatic talks. The Speaking to crowds, he says he was appealing to those responsible for this conflict. He warned that violence will never lead to justice, stability, or peace. He didn't specifically name the United States or Israel or anything like that, but his comments referenced an early strike in the war that hit the elementary school in Iran, killing more than 160 people, many of them children. Of course, that's been a very controversial issue. Democrats are looking to try to do an investigation against Trump on that bombing in and of itself as well. The Vatican also expressed concerns about attacks hitting civilian areas like schools, hospitals, and residential areas, and the humanitarian crisis spreading into neighboring Lebanon. So that's come out. When it comes down to the war in Iran, one of the biggest concerns, of course, it's starting to spike. We talked about it at the beginning of this hour, was gas prices. Oil prices are surging, global tensions rising, and of course the threat to shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has effectively disrupted the shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. 20%, one out of five, like a fifth of all oil shipping goes through the Strait of Hormuz. So that's why that's such a big deal. Crude has climbed above $100 per barrel, roughly 40% to 45% increase in 2 weeks. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Ross. Filling in for Andrew.
Listen on.